7:35 now. Welcome back. It's the KVON Morning Show for Tuesday, the 24th of July. I'm Barry Martin. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Joining us now in the studio is Beth Lincoln, who's going to tell us all about Women's Summit Napa Valley. Beth, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Women's Summit Napa Valley is coming up very soon. It's on the 4th of August. Tell us, first of all, what is it?
Women's Summit is an opportunity for not just women, because we certainly have a lot of men who have bought tickets already as well, but to have an opportunity to address issues that affect women in their lives and in not only in politics, but socially and in the job situation, but to have speakers there like Jackie Speer, who's going to address Me Too. And she was the author of the Senate bill that got passed back in January, very much an advocate for women, women's rights. And it's an opportunity that when you can come together for an event like this and you get information that then empowers you, it helps you to find confidence in your voice so that when you're speaking about issues that are for you are important, then you have the facts to back them up and you have the confidence to say what you have to say. And I think what we're seeing nationwide too is that women are definitely finding their voices in many different arenas, and women are becoming active. Our group, Women Stand Up St. Helena, was formed after the Women's March in January of 2017. And during this last year and a half, we've been lobbying for certain bills that are important to us. We've been doing voter registration at the high schools of Valley, St. Helena, and Calistoga. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to have a women's summit, to bring speakers in who've walked that walk, like Jackie Speer. And you look at her history and, you know, working as an aide and then coming to this position here. Or Delaine Easton, who was superintendent of schools for State of California, who just ran for the governor's race and did quite well and was quite articulate in the debates. And then, of course, Diane Dillon, who's really going to help us learn to be advocates. And I think the part of the goal of this is not just to come together and feel good, but to come together and say, help me to find my voice, and then give me the steps that I need to take in order to go out there and make a difference in the world that I live with issues that are important to me. So that's essence.
Yeah. A good description. It's coming up on the 4th of August, and it's taking place at Charles Krug Winery. And you're selling tickets. The tickets are $75, right?
Correct.
But that includes a lot, and I'm trying to get my arms around what, how many people and where at Charles Krug. Is it indoor and outdoor?
Right.
How are you setting that up?
Actually, our vision was that we would have it outdoor on the lawn. And that's exactly, it's at the carriage house, but it's outside. And we recognize that it's going to be quite the warm day, so we have umbrellas and spritzers and everything available for people. It's going to be interactive as well, so every time that we have a speaker, that it's going to follow with 15 minutes of question and answer. So if there's any question that someone has from the group, we can start that dialogue. So doors are going to open at 9 o'clock, and the event's going to begin at 9:30. And lunch is provided by Oak Avenue Catering, which we're real thrilled about. And so, yes.
And that's included in the ticket.
It's included in the ticket. Mm-hmm. So lunch is included. We have wine at the table. We have coffee. We have tea. And the other thing that's part of our day is we have booths that are there, 8 different booths that are set up so that if that is of your interest, for example, we have someone coming from Napa Valley College. So if you're interested in doing or furthering your education, we have someone coming from Napa Emergency Services, Puertas Abiertos, League of Women Voters, Moms Demand Action. So the point is that you hear the talk, and then we have time for booths, and they will help you with action steps as well. So it's a day that's interactive, and that you're going to network with these other 150 women that are going to be there that day. And so we're just very excited about the energy that it's creating, and that we haven't lost our momentum. And that's mm-hmm. the most important part, that mm-hmm. you keep the message out there, and you keep it in front of you. And make a difference.
Yeah. I think there are a couple of different possibilities. You can sort of lose momentum just from not doing anything, even mm-hmm. if your concerns are the same. Mm-hmm. Or you can lose momentum when people get overwhelmed with how much there seems to be to deal with, and this nonstop barrage of attack after attack after attack on different things that we think of as normal mm-hmm. here in Northern California, at least, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
Do you hear your friends and associates expressing that?
Yes. I think sometimes it's very easy to get overwhelmed and try to do too much. And the flip side of that, which is a little disheartening for me, is like the kind of the apathy. It's like, you know, my world is good. Why should I bother? It's that Randy Newman theme, you know, where part of his lyrics is, my world is good. Mm-hmm. And well, that's great, but there's a lot of people in our life where their world isn't good. And I think one of the things that we do in our group, Women Stand Up St. Helena, is people choose what they want to participate in. So some of us are lobbyists. Some of us are going to schools and doing voter registration. Some of us are working on the summit. And we kind of check each other in this. It's you don't want to become overwhelmed, and you don't want to burn out. And so it's always a balancing act. But isn't that true for most women in their lives? It's a balancing act. This is not something that's new to us. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on multitasking, and we really need to step back and say, is that really healthy? And so use your gift, use your skill, but use it well. And if we keep each other in check, I think that not only are we feeling supported, but at the same time, we know that we can step back if we have to, and we know we can step forward. So, yes, mm-hmm. it is a balancing act. Mm-hmm.
How many members are in Women Stand Up St. Helena?
91. Mm-hmm. Actually, we just had someone the other day who signed up, so 92.
Mm-hmm. And pretty big group for a small town.
It's really, when you think about it, it's up valley. And so it's folks coming from Calistoga, Polk Valley, Angwin, Oakville, Rutherford, mm-hmm. St. Helena. And we've had mm-hmm. some folks come from Santa Rosa as well. And part of it was that we were at the Women's March in 2017, and that Women's Action Network started up. And it was actually my son who was at the march with me, and he goes, so Matt, do you know about the first 100 days? And it's like, what's that? And so he gave me the link, and of course it was sending the postcards, but then it was, quote unquote, form a huddle group. And so I thought, okay. So I went on the site to find one near me, thinking, of course, there would be one in Napa. I didn't think St. Helena. Well, the closest one was Sebastopol. And it was like, no, I'm not driving to Sebastopol. So so we started our own. And I signed up, and I said, okay. And we held it at the Presbyterian Church in St. Helena. And that first session, we had 60 people there. It was just huge. I was so encouraged by that. And I think the key is that we haven't lost our momentum. And so I'm pretty excited mm-hmm. that what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe kind of an odd and stupid sounding question, but is the women's movement in St. Helena in Napa Valley, is it bipartisan? Are there Republican mm-hmm. women who are joining you in mm-hmm. this?
Yes, it is. It's not, and that's the most important part too. And even with this event that we're doing, the key to it is, and I have to really give a shout out to Sir Optimus International Calistoga, because they're umbrelling us for this event. And if they weren't doing it, we wouldn't be having this event. So thank you to Calistoga Sir Optimus. But the important thing is, it is bipartisan. And that we have both sides represented. And even at our Women Stand Up St. Helena meetings, that's our goal. It's It's like, how can we embrace everybody? And you know, really, it's about equality. And it's women's rights and equality across the board.
Mm-hmm. It was an odd occurrence, I guess, and a confluence of things, not just the Trump election, but the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. There were, you know, like aligning planets, sort of could say, and a lot of women activated in the last 2 years that may have just been sort of mildly dissatisfied, putting up with things throughout who knows how many years, and there was a tipping point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like that Malcolm Gladwell's book, mm-hmm. Tipping Point. Mm-hmm. And I think if there's anything that comes out of that election, it's the good of it is we are more active. And you're exactly right. Perhaps we wouldn't have been. We would have, if someone else had won that election, we know Hillary, then maybe we wouldn't be so proactive. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it is. And I think it is that tipping point, and we're not going to be quiet anymore. Yeah. I mean, you look back to women's suffrage, and you think about how many times they went to the Continental Congress to get women the right to vote. It took them 40 years, mm-hmm. and they went every single year mm-hmm. until they could get it. And it's like, it's our turn to continue to be that voice. I mean, certainly I went through the feminist movement and the ERA, where we, you know, lost in the last couple of states where they didn't vote us in. And now my granddaughter, Miss Harper McLean, she is part of Students for Change at St. Leon High School. And they are networking with us at this event. So they're the next generation yeah. coming up. We need to role model to them what's mm-hmm. what they need to do mm-hmm. and to help them find their voice. Yeah. So we're called to do that.
And it's interesting that they're, you know, they're, if events had not played out the way they have, right. and maybe an additional activist moment came from the gun control mm-hmm. component out of Florida, and you saw notably one young woman who really stood up and became the leader, the visible leader of that movement. Mm-hmm. And so you see this connection between women of your age and your generation and two or three other generations that are seeing things the same way.
Exactly.
Again, just because of events that have occurred, it's all fallen into place that way.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's why this event and Women Stand Up St. Lena, that we are that role model. And we want to share with you our life story and encourage you to create your life story. And to move on. And you're right. The young people there in Parkland, Florida, made a huge difference. And in fact, that leads me a segue to our Catherine Zidane, who is going to be performing Natural Shocks. And it's a play written by Laura Gunderson. Interestingly enough, Lauren Gunderson was a junior in high school in Georgia when the Columbine thing happened. And she says, and I remember just all of us getting very active and doing, and we did for a while, and then we all moved on with our lives. But she became a playwright, and she wrote this play, Natural Shocks, and finished it before the Parkland shooting even happened. And that play deals with issues of domestic violence, LGBT, and gun violence. And it's a very moving play. And at the end of it, we are going to have panelists that's going to open that discussion about gun violence, domestic violence, LGBT issues. And that's why this day then comes together, you know, being able to address each issue and be able to speak, you know, to be able to just stand up and ask your question. Yes, do it. And you had said something earlier about a stupid question. Teachers and us say, there is no stupid question. They're all good. They're all good.
I don't know. Having done a lot of interviewing, I have asked a lot of stupid questions.
Yeah, I know.
Over there,
I hear you. I hear you.
Just by way of information, Lauren Gunderson is not exactly a household name in America, and yet She is the most produced playwright in this country now. Her work has just exploded into the theater scene, mm-hmm. and it's not all provocative, contemporary issues like you're talking about with this play. She's has many other works. She's terrifically talented. She's from the Bay Area, lives in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And, that's another example of a transitional moment. I'm involved in the theater world. There's been a lot of talk for years about why there are not more women playwrights getting produced, and suddenly, ding! Look at this. Mm-hmm. This transition has happened, and it's not David Mamet anymore. It's not Neil Simon from a generation ago as the most produced playwright. It's Lauren Gunderson, who's very much a product of our modern world and mm-hmm. has a lot to say about what's going on right now.
And she was most generous. I mean, we had conversation on the phone, and she was very generous about letting us use her play. And she's the one who actually recommended. We call her Kat Zidane, to come and perform for us. But you're right. It's in more ways than, in fact, I was just watching PBS last night, and they were talking about a young playwright, woman of Chinese American descent, who came over here as a child, who's now on Broadway. So you're right. Women are moving forward, mm-hmm. and they have so much to offer.
Yeah. There's an unprecedented number of women running for office mm-hmm. all across the country. It's people are talking about the blue wave, but it's actually a female wave mm-hmm. that's a big part of that. I guess the question becomes, what does the world look like when more women are in charge?
Exactly.
Can you answer
what
that?
What does it look like? I think it looks more balanced. I think it looks at social issues that are important to the least of those around us, the most vulnerable around us, that we find voice. You look at what London Breed is doing down there in San Francisco. She is out on the street. She is visiting the homeless. And it's not just getting rid of the camps. She's talking to those people. And she was on the news the other day saying at one of the residential homes and saying, what can we do to keep these residential homes in place? Because if we don't, they're going to be on the street. So this is what happens. People like herself, people like Jackie Speer, people like Barbara Lee, who was the one dissenting vote back when, going to war over in Iran and Afghanistan. The one dissenting vote in that whole Congress. So that's what women can do. And it's like, if we get more women in those places, I think they'll be more attuned to not just nationalism, but globalism, and how we all need to work together to make this a safer place where we can walk out the front door and feel safe, and that we can have equal pay for equal work. What a novelty. I mean, women still are making 84 cents on the dollar for men, unless you're in construction. This is the latest research I read. 96 cents on the dollar if you're in construction. All right. And interestingly enough, I ran into a woman the other day who was actually a jockey. And she says, well, Beth, and she rode in Belmont and all that. She made the same pay as the men. She says, everybody made. So the point is, I think if you look at women who are in those roles, who can make a difference, who can be in Congress, who can change laws, that's what you're going to start to see. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna see it not only across our nation, but beyond.
Yeah. It's very interesting. It's the Women's Summit Napa Valley coming up on August the 4th, and that's a Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday, right?
Correct. And tickets are available on Eventbrite. And when you go to Eventbrite, you just put in Women's Summit Napa Valley and St. Helena, and it'll come right up. There's also a student rate of, if you put in the promotional code student, it will be a special rate of $35, and you just need to bring your student ID when you come.
Mm-hmm. And as mentioned, Jackie Speer, Delaine Easton, Diane Dillon, the speakers, and then this performance of the Natural Shocks play by Kat Zidane, all part of that event and lunch, and it's all at Charles Krug Winery. Again, Eventbrite, Women's Summit Napa Valley, and the one ticket gets you all of that package. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think, for one thing, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. But I encourage all of us women to find our passion, find our voice and make a difference in the world that we live in and have that as a ripple effect that goes out beyond us.
Well said. Beth Lincoln, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
It's about 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. We'll check into a couple of messages here and then come back with a few more words as we head toward top of the hour news at 8. And after the 8 o'clock break, we'll be chatting with Ricardo Hurtado, candidate for Napa City Council. It's our latest candidate profile segment on the way here shortly on the KVON Morning Show.
Mix, mingle, and make your next career move with Creighton Resort and Casino. Hop into our property-wide hiring event Saturday, July 28th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. and see what it takes to be a team member. Visit CreightonResortCasino.com for more details.
You'll feel gorgeous inside and out when you shop at Pharmaca Integrative Pharmacy, offering natural beauty products that are good for you and the planet. Pharmaca carries the cleanest skincare, body care, and cosmetics.